around the Keeling and this is stopping to notice. Today I'm in Highbury and Islington in London. I'm just leaving Highbury and Islington station and I'm going to take a walk around Highbury Fields. Lots of fallen leaves here. They haven't got that crisp sound that autumn leaves have when it's been dry, when they've just fallen. These are quite old, they've been here a while. They've probably got some dampness in them and they've disintegrated quite a lot into a kind of leaf dust. This isn't one of those green spaces in London where you don't feel aware that you're in the city. It's very much a city green space, flanked by the eyes of house windows surrounding you. But that also makes it feel quite intimate, even though it's large. It's interesting. And you can see where some of the street's been, you know, was bombed in the war, because you can see the inconsistencies in the architecture. Somebody running. What a really easy run, liquid. She's going uphill slightly and just looks so effortless. It's very quiet. You just hear that great swish of a woman who's wearing a quilted jacket as her arms swish against the fabric of the body of the jacket. Man jogging, but he's not wearing any sort of jogging gear, just normal clothes. Definitely jogging. Oh, there's a wooden sculpture. This is nice. Interesting. Anyway, so it's a tree trunk. I guess a tree has been felled and then they've decided to make somebody has made a sculpture out of it. This is really interesting. So it's a person, I think a woman, maybe turned to her left. There's something really kind of sad about the way she's hewn from this tree trunk, and so it's half trunk, half person. There's a ball at the bottom, a ball shape that almost feels as if there's someone else there lying down behind her, and I can't work out what the sadness is. There's a bit of green lichen growing on the surface and the carving is very, I say crude, but I don't mean that critically. Rough. You can see the marks of the tools very clearly. But I feel like what's sad is she looks like somebody trapped in a fairy tale. Siren in the distance. You know, I've always, growing up in London for a lot of my life, sirens are just this constant. Sometimes friends come to visit who aren't used to the sound and they notice it. And then I remember to notice. Thank you for joining me today on my walk through Highbury Fields in London. If you enjoyed listening and you want to never miss a journey, then you can follow the podcast. And if you want to read more observations like these, then I am on social media at Miranda Keeling.